Yo fam,
what up? Coming at you live
from the car. Man, I was kind of resistant to talking about this, this being relative, because I don't know what's totally about to come out of my mouth. However, I would say the thing that's most relevant to my life and day was my wife and I had a couples counseling session that we haven't had in a while. And, dude, I just felt raw afterwards. Sarah sees a therapist regularly. I don't have a sponsor right now. I'm doing some step work in a group. And that's not normal for me. Normally, I have usually someone that I talk to. Well, I have people I talk to, but, you know, a sponsor, someone I'm working with. And I was holding off on getting a counselor or therapist for just insurance stuff. But what's happening is, since I don't really have someone I'm talking to on a regular basis, a lot of times our couples session end up about me and my issues or my complaints. And I guess I was just so raw because a lot of layers came off that I wasn't, maybe I was aware of, but haven't really looked at, or haven't dove into. And many people say the exact same thing. Oh, well, at least you're aware. And that really, it gets under my skin a bit, because one of my very first sponsors, I would usually share about some stuff, and I would end it with, well, at least I'm aware. And usually it would be, I'm sharing about some stuff, a defect that I'm acting out in or something I'm struggling with. And I'd always say, oh, but at least I'm aware. And he would pop off and be like, you know, awareness in itself is not a solution. And so he was real solution based. The point is he's like, let's get out of awareness and let's get into some solution. Let's figure out what we need to do to quit doing the shit that you're talking about, or that's causing you problems in your life. And so the place that I've been for the last couple of months is nothing more than just awareness. I am hyper aware of a lot of stuff and that I'm doing, or things that are challenging in my life, deep character defect wise, character trait wise. And I literally feel powerless over changing it. And what that means is I've attempted a couple things. And the truth is, when I say attempted, I have been trying to wrestle the change out of it. I've been trying to manhandle the change out of it. I've been trying to think my way through it, as opposed to going through the process of awareness, writing, prayer, meditation, working through some stuff, digging, going, you know, doing some therapy around some topics. And because a lot of what I struggle with now are rooted in my early childhood, are rooted in how I was raised and what, how I came up and my view of the world. When I say how I was raised was, when things happen, what stories did I make up in my mind? Also, because I've been asking my family quite a bit about how they were brought up, was looking into some of the dysfunction that they, you know, that was present in their life with mental health and, you know, just regular dysfunctional things that were, you know, unintentionally passed down. And that's deep, deep stuff. I mean, this is stuff I've been living with for almost 40 years. And here, my thought is, I want to change it like in a week. I want to change it in a month. And I'm probably getting, well, I'm frustrated that it's not changing fast enough. And that I'm not exempt from this slow burn, slow changes over, you know, maybe even a couple years. And anyway, we had this counseling session. It was intense. And I literally felt emotionally hungover afterwards. Yesterday, I didn't do a whole lot. You know, I also didn't sleep very well the night before. We're having some challenges with my son's sleep patterns. But But yeah, man, it was just tough. It's also, you know, it's quite humbling. That's the other thing, is it is a humbling, it is humbling when any time that I go through something where I realize that I'm falling short, or already know I'm falling short, and it's brought to the surface once again in another way. And I guess a lot of times I'm just shocked at how much, you know, insecurity and self-worth, how prevalent it is in my life, which up until a couple of months ago, I would have never said it has the control that it has over me. And that's because I've had spent such a long time dressing up defects, insecurities, shortcomings, self-worth issues. I've dressed it up in so many different ways, and it's so far deep down in my subconscious that I'm not consciously thinking about it. Therefore, I think it doesn't exist. Yet, if you look at my actions, my interactions with the people closest to me, my actions at work, it is a humbling experience to once again realize that I don't know what the hell I'm doing most of the time. Anyway, I'm about to hit a conference, and just wanted to get that. Actually, to be honest, I did not want to get that off my chest, but I felt this freaking nudge to record this, even though I don't want to. Anyway, if you got any questions or comments, you want me to cover something, I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a comment, send me an email, k.preston.more@gmail.com, k.preston.more@gmail.com. And tell your friends, if you like this podcast, tell your friends, subscribe wherever you hear this, and holler at your boy, Joe.